I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Father Philip Hill, Director of St. Peter's Parish in North Long Island. And today is October 25th, 2021. And these devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture reading for this morning is Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured her on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come in those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, as I read this gospel message this morning, I'm reminded of how upset I get with myself when I allow dishes to pile up in my kitchen sink, because I know when I go to wash them, the time which it takes me to stand up there and lean over that kitchen sink will only cause pain in my lower back as I lean over that sink. And I can only begin to imagine the pain that this woman in the gospel story this morning was facing for 18 long years to be bent over in agony and in pain. In today's Bible reading, Jesus was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath when he saw a woman who was crippled. She had been bent over double for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. And when Jesus saw her, he called her over to him, touched her and said, "Woman, you are healed." Instantly she could stand up straight. She was so happy that she began to praise God. You would think that everyone in the synagogue that day would be happy and join the woman in praising God. But it was not so. The leader in charge of the synagogue was very angry that Jesus had healed the woman on the Sabbath day. He told the crowd, "There are 6 days of the week for working. Come on those days to be healed, but not on the Sabbath." And so Jesus answered the leader of the synagogue, "You hypocrite! All of you work on the Sabbath. Don't you untie your ox or your donkey and lead it for water? Doesn't this woman deserve to be healed even on the Sabbath day?" The leader was ashamed, but the other people were happy and rejoiced at all the wonderful things that Jesus did. Jesus knew that rules are important, but he also knew that the needs of people are more important. He understood the need for compassion. In some ways, Jesus was ahead of his time. You see, research shows that empathy activates the pleasure center in the brain. It actually changes our brain function. Researchers determined that we are happier when we respond to the needs of others than when we receive. Now that sounds like a Jesus quote if I've ever heard one. Compassion doesn't just change others, but it shapes us as well. There is invariably someone always in need of mercy and compassion. But we must be prepared because there's usually resistance when we try to show compassion. There's always someone who finds a reason to withhold compassion. In this reading, that man was the ruler of the synagogue. It was Saturday, and Saturday meant worship. So the ruler publicly reprimanded Jesus because Jesus had compassion on a woman living with a bodily ailment. Everyone has a battle, and everybody needs the love of God. But there's always someone afraid because compassion gives control and the results to God. Compassion takes power away from them. And like the ruler of the synagogue, they revert to self-righteousness. We must be careful because we all have our own sins. Jesus reinforced the point when he responded, "This is a daughter of Abraham." The phrase "daughter of Abraham" is unique only to Jesus throughout the scriptures. During that time, salvation came to women through their husbands, but Jesus saw it differently. To him, she was just as deserving as men in this regard, and in covenant with God. He didn't shy away from her wounds, her past, or her pain. He wasn't frightened of the demons some said possessed her. The compassion showed to the woman gave birth to a new world for her. My brothers and sisters, we too can change the world one act at a time if we follow the example of Jesus and show compassion along our earthly journey. I pray that this morning devotion was a blessing to you, and I encourage you to share it with all of your friends and neighbors so they may be blessed as well. God bless.